Okay, let's unpack this. Have you ever truly stopped, like really thought about what happens to that sandwich or a salad once it leaves your plate? Or on the flip side, how your body so incredibly efficiently gets rid of the leftovers, you know, keeps itself clean.
It's pretty amazing when you think about it.
Exactly. So today we're taking a deep dive into the sophisticated inner workings of your body's internal systems, digestion and excretion.
What's truly fascinating here, and what our curated stack of articles and research really brings to light, is just how interconnected these systems are.
Right.
They're constantly working behind the scenes. So our mission today is to pull out those key insights, you know, from the journey of a single bite of food to the intricate ways your body maintains its internal cleanliness. We really want you to walk away not just knowing what happens, but understanding why it matters so profoundly for your daily health.
Absolutely. So let's kick things off with a digestive dynamo, this incredible process that fuels your body. I mean, we all know food gives us energy, vitamins,
The
minerals.
basics, yeah.
But what's the actual mechanics here? It's not like you just, you know, plug in a sandwich and get instant energy, right?
You're absolutely right. Digestion is that fundamental process. It's how your body intelligently breaks down food into components so tiny.
Really small.
Yeah, so small they can be easily absorbed into your bloodstream. And look, this isn't a solo act. It's a massive synchronized team effort. It involves a whole orchestra of organs, really, that collectively form the digestive system.
It's essentially a very long tube, if you think about the whole pathway.
It really is.
Starts with the mouth, then moves into what many of us call the food pipe or esophagus, then to the stomach, through the small intestine, the large intestine, and finally the anus or rectum. And what's truly mind-blowing from what I learned in our sources is that digestion surprisingly begins the very moment that food enters your mouth. I always thought the stomach did all the heavy lifting, you know?
That's such a crucial observation. And it's so true. It really is a dual action right from the start. First, your chewing mechanically breaks food into small, easy to swallow pieces.
Right, the physical part.
But simultaneously, your salivary glands are busy producing saliva, and it isn't just for lubrication. It contains enzymes that actually start breaking down complex carbohydrates like those in potatoes or bread into simpler soluble sugars right there in your mouth. So, yes, the stomach gets a lot of credit, but the mouth is kind of the unsung hero of the first step.
Okay, so once we've chewed and the saliva has done its initial work, your tongue gets involved, right? Pushing the food back.
Pushing it back towards your throat.
And then these special throat muscles automatically force it down the esophagus.
Exactly. And a truly crucial player in that moment, something quite amazing really, is the epiglottis.
The epiglottis.
Yes, it's a small automatic flap. Think of it like a little traffic controller back there. It blocks off your windpipe when you swallow.
Ah, so you don't choke.
Precisely. It ensures food doesn't go down the wrong way, making sure everything moves smoothly and safely down towards your stomach.
Okay, so once it clears the pipe, the food lands in your stomach. Our sources describe this as this incredibly muscular bag.
Yeah, very muscular.
And it can actually hold food for around 4 hours. That's a decent layover.
It is. And during that time, the stomach isn't just mixing things up like a, well, a muscular mixer. It's also a highly acidic environment.
Acid. Why acid?
Thanks to hydrochloric acid, primarily, it helps kill most of the bacteria that might have been on your food.
Okay, a sterilizer too.
Kind of, yeah. Plus, it unleashes specialized enzymes like pepsin that specifically target and begin breaking down proteins, really sets the stage for nutrient absorption later on.
And then the true absorption powerhouse, the small intestine. I was surprised to learn that this is actually where the bulk of digestion ends in terms of nutrient uptake.
Indeed. The small intestine is where the real nutrient harvest happens. It has two key parts. The first section continues working with digestive juices from the liver and pancreas. But the second part, that's where the incredible efficiency of absorption truly shines. Its inner walls are lined with millions of tiny finger-shaped projections called villi.
Villi, right. I read about those.
And what's truly remarkable is how these villi has dramatically increased the surface area available for absorption. We're talking roughly the size of a tennis court.
A tennis court inside you.
Effectively, yes. This enormous surface area is key to why your body is so incredibly efficient at absorbing almost every last nutrient. Ensures you get maximum fuel from every meal. From there, these nutrient molecules pass into your blood vessels, and your blood then takes these essential nutrients to all the cells everywhere throughout your body.
That's just incredible. So what about those behind-the-scenes heroes? You mentioned the liver and pancreas. They often don't get enough credit, but they're incredibly important, aren't they?
They absolutely are. The essential support crew, you could call them. The liver, for instance, provides bile.
Bile.
Which is stored in the gallbladder. Bile helps to break up fat into smaller bits, making it much easier to digest.
Like detergent on grease.
That's a pretty good analogy, actually. And the pancreas provides a powerful mix of additional enzymes, pancreatic juice, it's called, to help digest all sorts of food. Fats, carbs, proteins.
So it covers all the bases.
It does. And what's also fascinating is that the liver acts as a major processing plant. It filters and processes all that digested food coming from your blood before it's distributed throughout your body. A quality control check, almost.
Right, okay. So once all the good stuff is absorbed and distributed, what happens to the leftovers?
Yeah.
You know, the material your body can't really use.
That's where the large intestine comes into play. Undigested food, the stuff your body doesn't need or can't process, is sent there.
And its main job isn't digestion, right?
Correct. The large intestine is truly the body's hydration recovery unit. Its main job is to reabsorb water from that undigested material.
Ah, water recovery. That's critical.
Absolutely critical for preventing dehydration. It makes sure your body holds on to every last bit of fluid it needs. And this process ultimately forms the solid waste, the feces.
And you mentioned it has a dual role.
Yes. It's worth noting the large intestine functions in both the digestive and the excretory systems. It absorbs water, but also moves waste along. And finally, these wastes are efficiently thrown out of the body through the anus or rectum.
So understanding all this incredible complexity, I mean, what does this all mean for you, the listener? How can we actually support this amazing system that's working so hard inside us?
Yeah, it really comes down to some foundational healthy eating habits. Things our sources consistently highlight. First, a balanced diet with lots of fiber.
Fiber, okay. Why fiber again?
Fiber acts like a natural broom, basically. It helps prevent constipation and keeps things moving smoothly through the large intestine.
Got it. Makes sense.
Then there's the simple yet profound act of chewing your food properly.
Mom was right.
She absolutely was. The more you chew, the better it's broken down mechanically, which significantly aids the entire digestive process right from the very start in your mouth.
That makes so much sense. And I remember reading a surprising tip about water intake. Is it true that drinking at the wrong time can slow things down?
It is. And this surprises a lot of people. Ever heard that drinking too much water during a meal can slow digestion?
I think I have, but I wasn't sure if it was true.
Well, it seems it can be. It might dilute those powerful digestive juices we talked
about. Oh, right. Makes them less effective.
Potentially, yeah. So the advice is maybe try to avoid big gulps right in the middle of eating. Instead, aim to drink water about, say, 15 minutes before your meal.
Okay.
Or wait about 30 to 40 minutes after you finish eating. It's not about drinking less water overall, just timing it better around meals.
Wow, okay. I've definitely been guilty of chugging water with my food. So it's not about less water just when you drink it. What else do we keep in mind?
Avoiding overeating is key. It just puts a lot of unnecessary pressure on your digestive system.
Yeah, that post-Thanksgiving feeling.
Exactly. Also, try to eat without distraction. Put away your phone. Turn off the TV. Just concentrate on your food.
Mindful eating.
Precisely. It not only helps you enjoy your meal more, but also allows your stomach to signal, I'm full on time, which helps prevent that overeating.
Good point.
Don't skip meals and try to eat at roughly fixed times if you can. Your body likes routine. And after you eat, maybe rest a little while.
Instead of rushing off.
Yeah. Your stomach needs good blood flow and thus oxygen to digest food properly. If you immediately jump into vigorous activity, blood gets diverted to your muscles away from your stomach.
Ah, okay. And hygiene.
Crucial. Always ensure your food is hygienically prepared. Avoiding certain types of street food, for instance, can significantly reduce your risk of digestive diseases. And remember the simple things. Washing your hands before eating, rinsing your mouth properly afterward. And, you know, just for a healthy digestive system overall, it helps to get into a regular habit of going to the washroom when you need to. Efficient waste removal is part of the whole cycle.
All right. Now that we've powered through how our body takes in fuel, let's pivot to the other side of the coin. Getting rid of the waste.
The cleanup crew.
Exactly. If our body takes in so much, it also needs to let go.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to think of waste as just, you know, what leaves the large intestine.
Mm-hmm.
But our bodies are getting rid of so much more than that, aren't they?
You're spot on. Excretion is the process of removing all those different waste products from your body. And while solid waste is a big part, it's certainly not the only one.
So what else is there?
Well, the primary system for dealing with liquid waste is the urinary system. But your skin and your lungs also play incredibly crucial roles in this multi-layered waste removal process.
Okay, let's take a deep dive into the urinary system then. It all starts with those two fascinating bean-shaped organs.
That's right, your kidneys. They perform the absolutely vital function of separating waste and excess water out of your blood.
So they're like filters.
Exactly. They're
Okay.
essentially cleaning your blood in a continuous cycle. They filter out the bad stuff, but they also reabsorb any non-waste material, important nutrients, or water that might have been filtered out by mistake.
Clever.
Very clever. What's left over after all that filtering and reabsorbing is urine. And it's truly remarkable. You have two kidneys. Even just one can actually do the job perfectly well if needed.
Amazing redundancy. So once that urine is formed in the kidneys, what's its journey out of the body?
Okay, so after leaving the kidney, urine travels down a tube called the ureter. There's one ureter connecting each kidney to the urinary
The
bladder.
bladder, the storage tank.
Pretty much, yeah. The bladder is like a temporary reservoir that stores urine until your body is ready, or rather, until you are ready to get rid of it.
Okay.
When there's enough urine in the bladder and you feel that urge, it then exits the body through another tube called the urethra.
So kidneys clean, ureters transport, bladder stores, urethra releases.
You've got it. That's the urinary plumbing system in a nutshell.
So we've covered solid waste via the digestive system and liquid waste via the urinary system, but our bodies produce other kinds of waste too, don't they? Like, are my lungs just for breathing in oxygen, or do they get rid of stuff too?
That's a great question, and it really highlights just how interconnected everything is. Beyond solid and liquid waste, your body also tackles gaseous waste.
Gaseous waste.
Yeah, every few seconds when you breathe out, you're not just exhaling air, you're actively getting rid of carbon dioxide.
CO2.
Exactly. CO2 is a waste product generated by metabolism in all your cells. It dissolves in your blood, travels to your lungs, and is converted back into a gas for you to exhale.
So breathing out is also excretion.
In a way, yes. And finally, let's not forget your skin. It plays a significant role in excretion, too, by removing waste products in the form of sweat.
Right, sweat.
And sweat has that dual benefit. It gets rid of some waste, and it also wonderfully helps your body stay cool through evaporation. It's amazing how much waste removal is happening constantly, often without us even noticing.
That really does highlight how the excretory system, in all its forms, constantly works to keep our body clean and healthy from the inside. I guess it really is a misconception then, that idea that only poop is waste.
Absolutely. That's a really common misunderstanding we often encounter. It's so important to clarify that waste also includes urine, sweat, and gases like carbon dioxide. Our body employs many sophisticated and sometimes subtle ways to get rid of waste, all designed to keep you healthy and functioning optimally.
So putting it all together, what does this all mean when we connect this to the bigger picture? We've talked about digestion, we've talked about excretion, but how do they truly work together, like a symphony, you said?
It's absolutely all about interconnection and codependence, a true biological symphony. As we mentioned, your large intestine is such a fantastic example, right? It's part of both the digestive and the expiratory systems.
Handling both absorption and
That's
waste
right.
elimination.
Exactly. This whole intricate network, digestion and excretion, is designed fundamentally for your health. If either digestion or waste removal doesn't happen properly, well, it can absolutely make us
Now
sick.
you feel it pretty quickly.
You do. It impacts everything from your energy levels to your immunity. And that's why those simple things, drinking enough clean water, eating a balanced diet, they aren't just good habits. They are absolutely key to keeping both of these vital internal systems functioning optimally and ultimately keeping you healthy.
What an incredible journey through the inner workings of our bodies. Seriously, understanding these systems truly changes how you think about everyday actions like eating, drinking, even just breathing. You, our listener, are now genuinely well-informed about these vital, tireless processes happening inside you right now.
And maybe this raises an important question for you to ponder to carry forward from our chat today. Think about this. What happens if we eat too quickly? Maybe don't chew well enough. Will our stomach digest that food properly? And what about water? What will happen if we don't drink enough? Will our body start to feel tired, maybe dehydrated, because it can't effectively clean itself?
Yeah, those knock-on effects.
Exactly. Just think about how these seemingly simple choices directly impact your amazing internal cleanup crew and your digestive dynamo every single day. Keep exploring and definitely keep nurturing your inner systems.